Inside on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska. It's realestateconcepts.net. And Iowa Computer Repair. You want your computer to work? That's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
Hey, kids. Welcome back to the Business News Hour on a Monday afternoon. And each and every Monday, what do? We turn our attention to the world of networking and business and maybe some social media and some other things. Just a wide and wild ranging conversation about all kinds of stuff. And with us, as she is each and every Monday, is Laura Kennard. Laura, hey, did you check out those stock markets today? Did you have any?
No,
it was not good.
I didn't even get to look anything like that. I've been nose to the grindstone today.
Are the kids back?
They are.
Are the children back in school?
Had a morning class. I did have one student that was stuck in Brussels.
Oh, no. That's just so sad. Student stuck in Brussels. Hi, I'm on spring break, but I can't make it to school. I'm stuck in Brussels.
Half inch of ice apparently shut down the airport in Brussels.
Brussels. You know what I did on spring break?
I went
home and got a job. Worked for another couple of weeks.
Well, they only have a week, not two.
Well, yeah, but you
they
guys
don't have that long January break, so they just get a short spring break.
All right. Well, welcome back. So the kids are back in school, and
they are.
So yeah,
they're good. They're a good group, actually.
I'm sure.
They really are. So, Brussels. I know. I didn't do anything so exciting.
I know.
I just worked a lot. My husband would say on nothing that he wanted me to do, but other stuff. Anyway, so here we are back, and tomorrow will be the first day of spring, right?
Yes, it is.
Yes, 20th, indeed.
Yes, it is.
And our weather is starting to
maybe
slowly...
although there is a chance of snow in the forecast.
Well, you know, it always has to have that last hurrah of one or two, right? So anyhow, what we have going on this week, we were jam-packed full of stuff last week during the break, which was so odd, I thought. But we have a couple of things that are unfortunately sold out, but I think it'd be worth mentioning. I told you Monetary, which is with Dwala. They're hosting it, and they're going to be talking about getting some capital for some of these. You know, I always joke around about being a cocktail party entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And if you're working really hard and you're not just a cocktail party entrepreneur, maybe you'd like it if people came in and took notice and invested in what you're doing.
Well, that'd be nice.
That's what they're working on. So also, if you cannot make it to that, you could hop on over for Work for Yourself at 50 Plus. So I'm talking about a specific thing that's going on at the Iowa Center for Economic Success. If you happen to be a person that's 50 and up and you think that you would like to reinvent yourself and have your own business.
When is this? I'm going.
5:30 to 7:30, sir.
Tonight?
No, tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow.
So these are all tomorrow.
I need to reinvent myself. I need to reinvent myself as a 27-year-old is what I need to do.
So the Iowa Center every Monday has their Money Monday thing that they do.
Yeah.
So I popped kind of over that, and we're just talking about Tuesday now. So all of these things, Monetary will be Tuesday from 3 to 6 p.m. If you were, you know, I don't check around because someone might not be able to go, and then you could still get in, you know.
Okay.
It was free, so.
Right.
So then, same night, 5:30 to 7:30, Work for Yourself, 50 Plus, Iowa Center for Economic Success.
Reimagine yourself.
Yes. Or start your own business, you know, whatever the case may be there. Interesting, because I think it's nice that they're doing something that is specifically for the over, you know, the 50 and up crowd, and which actually is a time that you might have more time or more money or something that you could get going. Maybe a dream that you've always had and couldn't get started.
Couldn't get started. Yeah.
Right. So that leads us to Wednesday.
I wonder how that all works. You know, I'm thinking about that just a little bit.
We're not going to get through this because Michael's like, oh, I could start my second life.
Yeah. No, I wonder how all that works because, you know, our unemployment rate is so low that you would think anybody over the age of 70 if they're, you know, if you can fog a mirror, for crying out loud, you can get a job these days.
I got to tell you something, though. And I'm going to, and being in the, you know, I just entered the 50 and over crowd myself this past June. So 6 months in, and have friends, of course, that are, you know, my husband's in his late 30s. So we have friends that are in their 30s, some in their late, I have sons in my 20s. I've got friends that are my age. I've got friends that are older. So we run the whole gamut.
Right.
So I get to hear what people's, where they're at with jobs and careers and all that kind of stuff. And I will tell you that even though the job market is better, pay did not rebound.
Correct.
Especially
absolutely
in the positions that are higher level. Those are few and far between. And if you get one, it's extremely competitive. And the pay is, you know, I know people that were making more money 30 years ago, 20, 30 years ago.
You're not telling me anything we don't know. We just got a news release earlier today, and they were making big strides about this. They were talking about the manpower employment survey. 4% of the individuals who responded to the survey said they were going to cut payroll.
Yeah, wow.
Cut payroll. Yeah,
that's
cut
not
the hourly
good
wage
news.
And there was no indication on who's going to increase wages. And that is something that, you know, wages have not increased since the mid-70s.
Right.
So it's just crazy.
So I think, you know, really there may be people, too, that say, gee, you know, I had a job that was decent that I went to college for, and what's available for me in the over 50 crowd is not. So I'm going to take my expertise and I'm going to just do my own thing, you know, which there's a lot of people out there. And there's people that left the job market permanently that we don't necessarily account for in all this
stuff.
Think
I'm just going to reinvent myself as Stormy Daniels' chauffeur. Sounds interesting.
So Million Cups, of course, is Wednesday morning. So now we're talking a bit about Wednesday. Although I want to make sure, because the partnership has a bunch of stuff too, and I don't want to skip over that. Nope, those are all also on Wednesday. Got a bunch of stuff loaded on Wednesday. So going into Wednesday, we have Million Cups. And, of course, last week, Million Cups was a benchmark event.
Yes, the governor
event. The governor was there. I got to talk to her a little bit. She's very accessible to people. Wow. She stayed around and chatted.
She was with Ivanka Trump earlier today.
Yeah.
Hanging out there in Waukee.
So she is really, she does have a real entrepreneurial support position. So it made sense that she was there, and she's very supportive of those things. But she also talked about Main Street, Iowa, and rural Iowa, and not just what's going on in Des Moines.
Oh, yeah. She's kind of the governor of the whole state.
For sure. Right.
Yeah.
So that was interesting, because she injected that we have to also think about what we're doing outside of Des Moines a little bit. So
yeah, well,
she added that entrepreneurially to the topic. So we have that on Wednesday. And then we also have a few different things that the partnership has coming up. We have March Startup Stories on Wednesday. You probably already have. No, not this time around. Okay, I'm so used to that. So March Startup Stories will feature Amos Peterson. This, of course, is at the partnership downtown from 11:30 to 1. If you hurry up, you might still be able to order lunch. Otherwise, bring your own lunch and you can come to that. They also have if you look ahead on Wednesday, the Top 5 for Small Business series. They'll be doing a thing on tax reform. So those are both partnership Wednesday things. And I wanted to also mention that we have Accelerate DSM coming up. So again, that's just April 5th. Mark your calendar. That's just right around the corner. So just make sure that you carve out some time if you want to go that. And I've been to that every year, and it's a really good event. I think, have you gone as well to that?
No.
What are we going to do with you?
I'm trying to reinvent myself.
Well, then you better show up then, I think.
Stormy Daniels chauffeur.
I think
there's a possibility here.
Stormy Daniels. We just can't get past this. Anyway, those are some of the main things that are coming up. We also just have some chamber networking things Happy hour networking is going to be, this is Southside Chamber. So just go to the Greater Des Moines Partnership where they
got
have
a calendar, everything's
and
there.
So everything that's in your neck of the woods from a chamber point of view is listed there. So, but those are kind of some of the features this week coming up.
And all right. Stuff going on in the metro for networking. And so I was going to ask you another question. I can't remember what it was now.
AMA Iowa, I also didn't mention their event, the Mark Zuckerberg event, sold out. So people are really concerned about this whole, what do we do?
Did you hear what happened to Mark's little kingdom today?
No, I missed that.
Oh, come on.
I told you I had my nose to the grindstone today.
Yeah, they lost like $53 billion worth of their value, the biggest one-day slump in their stock prices in six or 8 years.
Is this related to the issues that they've been having with data and sharing data?
They're 50 million. It's bad.
With the campaigns.
It's bad.
Oh, wow.
So which is now, you know, prompting Congress and other individuals to say, hey, look, we've got to do something to regulate these organizations and these companies. And then the whole Cambridge Analytica story about them
selling the data for the...
Well, not only selling the data, but how swarmy that group is. I mean, we had a story on earlier today about how the founder of that organization said, hey, you want to find a way to get back at these political opponents? We'll just hire a woman to seduce your opponent, and we'll videotape that.
Can you imagine that these are the topics we're having during election cycles? But you know, the thing with Zuckerberg and Facebook is, I don't get the impression that's his heart to have all these things happening necessarily. That's just the impression I get. Yeah. But when you have a startup that's not a startup anymore, but it's grown very, very fast, and he became this sort of skyrocketing billionaire at a young age.
Right.
And we've invented something that never existed before. It really goes to show you how overnight these things that you didn't ever account for can just, you know, happen. And
it's pretty.
And it can really be, devastating financially.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have to see how it unfolds, how they're going to deal with it.
How is this going to work? And I say this a lot. You know, we don't do necessarily politics on the Business News Hour, but I have never seen such a time when politics and business are so intertwined. Mm-hmm. I mean, you hiccup anymore, and, you know, your stock prices fall. And it's just,
absolutely.
And it's...
It's a wild ride.
Oh, my. Every morning I wake up, and before I hit my...
What has happened?
What's happened now? You know, what have they been doing in Washington now?
That's going to upset the apple cart today. So,
all right.
Anyway,
Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen.
Good.
Stop this. A wide-ranging conversation, as we promised.
We were a little meandering today.
A little meandering. That's all right. It's a Monday. You know,
after spring break.
Yeah, you're right. Dude, nose to the grindstone, all that stuff.
All right.
We got to go. Thank you very much for doing this, as always, Ms. Laura. We appreciate that. We had Gabor George Burt in the first half hour.
Oh, did you?
Talking about how to continually have people infatuated with your brand.
Because there was a talk on that.
Yes.
Right.
And we were there.
Well, I'll have to listen for the
podcast.
Yes.
All right.
Yes,
you can find those podcasts, by the way, on Podbean, on Stitcher, on iTunes, and on TuneIn Radio. For all of us associated with Inside on Business, the News Hour, for Gabor and for Laura, Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer, as he is each and every evening. Jimmy Olsen is the voice of Inside on Business, the News Hour. The brand manager for the radio station is none other than Patrick Wood. Smiling Patrick Wood. That's what we call him around here. Mary Sayers, liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group. And Jeff Delvaux is the chief guy in charge of everything here. He is the general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group. And we bow and scrape whenever Mr. Delvaux comes into the room. Says, yes, Amasa, what do you want now, sir? Hey, the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett exclusively for the Business News Hour. For all the folks that put this together each and every day, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.